Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Harvey Weinstein reversal, a one-off technicality or a sign of something larger?
As we are witnessing with many events in the world at this time, it's a crucial moment in history to keep going and keep standing up for truth.
It's April 26th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, we hear from a USC campus reporter on the ground during this week's protests.
The only times where there were violence was when the Department of Public Safety came by.
And a second chance for a legendary LA spot.
My fear is we're killing the small restaurants.
But first, Harvey Weinstein could be headed back to the West Coast since his New York conviction was overturned. He's likely going to be transferred to a prison here to serve the rest of his sentence for his 2022 California conviction. Meanwhile, we're hearing from one of the women he was found guilty of sexually assaulting.
According to Mimi Haley's attorney, Gloria Allred, she was the key prosecution witness in that case. Haley says overturning Weinstein's conviction was a terrible decision that sends an extremely disheartening message to victims of sexual assault everywhere.
While this is a setback, it will not undo the leaps forward we have made, and it will never undo the truth.
She went on to say,
stepping up and speaking truth to power, stepping out of our comfort zone for the higher good, feeling the fear and doing it anyway, comes with challenges and sometimes sacrifices. As re-traumatizing, exhausting, and terrifying as it was to publicly relive and rehash this crime in a legal process that took 2 years of preparation, I will consider testifying again should there be another trial.
So Weinstein could be headed back to California, but will his conviction here hold up? We told you yesterday the DA was confident. Most legal experts seem to think that there's a better chance of it holding up because the rules of evidence here in California are different. But one of Harvey Weinstein's attorneys tells the New York Post today they're going to use what happened in New York to try and bolster their appeal here. She says that jury was under the assumption Mr. Weinstein had been fairly convicted in New York, and that didn't turn out to be true going on, so I'm very optimistic about the California case. Weinstein's legal team has until May 20th to file a brief laying out their arguments over the LA case. As protests continue at college campuses across America, including at USC and UCLA here in Los Angeles, there's a lot of frustration on campuses, especially at USC right now. We caught up with Jonathan Park, who's a USC junior majoring in applied mathematics, also happens to be managing digital editor of USC's newspaper, The Daily Trojan. We asked him whether he's seen or heard of any violent incidents.
The short answer as to whether it's been violent is absolutely not. Our reporters were there from start to finish on Wednesday on the protest. I personally was there at 4 a.m., when they were beginning to set up. We had other reporters take over and watch as they continued their protest. they had a schedule posted that included poetry readings, just basic speeches, things like that. It was completely peaceful. The only times where there were violence was when the Department of Public Safety came by.
Okay, so were the protests actually disruptive to students going about their life on the campus of USC?
What I've heard from students on the ground and just people who had been watching is if USC had not had such a drastic response to this protest, there wouldn't have been such a disruption as we saw later that evening with 93 people being arrested.
Park says that after surveying a broad sample of students at USC on both sides of the Israel-Palestine divide, most people blamed campus tensions on the university leadership.
We just received a letter to the editor, the headline of which is pretty directly, "We do not trust you, Provost Guzman and President Folt." So we're seeing that blame kind of goes straight to the top, basically, where those decisions are being made. And that has been the case since the valedictorian decision. One of the Muslim students I spoke to, I asked her if she had anything to say to Provost Guzman and President Folt, and she told me, and I quote, "We will not forgive you." So I think that just summarizes the feeling towards administration and towards all these decisions that have been made.
And the decision to cancel graduation, how are seniors feeling about that?
I think particularly because of the valedictorian Muslim students and Middle Eastern students, North African students, they say they feel betrayed by the university, but they're not particularly surprised by this decision to kind of clamp down on the commencement. A lot of the seniors I'm speaking to, regardless of their background, are just kind of making do with what they can, just kind of cutting their losses, having their few days of depression about the fact that they missed COVID graduation and now they're having to deal with this.
And as we're recording this, we're getting the first statement from the USC president, Carol Folt. I am seeing this now for the first time. She says, "The current pressures and polarization have taken a toll in ways that break my heart." Referencing the protests Wednesday, Folt says, "Alumni Park became unsafe," says violations of campus policy and vandalizing a property forced the university to act immediately to protect our community. That's a quote. There's been another stabbing on Metro. It was either on or near a Metro bus in the University Park area early this afternoon, Friday afternoon. A man was attacked near the intersection of Adams Boulevard and Figueroa Way. The LAPD found the guy. Paramedics transported him to the hospital. Don't know his condition. The police say the alleged attacker, who had a knife, was located at Grand Avenue in Adams and taken into custody. Past week, three people have been attacked. One of them died in the stabbing near Universal City. Some L.A. council members say the city of L.A. has become too dangerous, and so they're questioning the mayor's budget plan when it comes to public safety. Here's Craig Figner at the City Hall Bureau.
Two Los Angeles council members are on record with KNX News that they're having problems with the proposed budget from Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. For one, they say that it underfunds law enforcement. For council member Tracy Park, she says very specifically, there needs to be more money for the Los Angeles Police Department.
The budget calls for 9,088 cops. That's, I think, about 460 fewer than last year's budgeted amount. Is that enough?
No, it's not enough. It's not enough. Where we are currently is dangerously, critically low. 9,500 is too low. You can't walk through any part of the West Side or many parts of the city without personally observing circumstances and crime.
The other council member openly questioning the mayor's spending priorities, at least as they're proposed now, is council member Monica Rodriguez. She tells KNX News she not only has problems with the law enforcement spending, but also with a lack of results, as she sees it, from Inside Safe.
We look at the expenditures on homelessness, and I'm the first one to publicly say multiple times, there is a lot of missing pieces in terms of the outcomes associated with the expenditures made with homelessness.
The budget from the mayor as currently proposed, could you vote yes for it?
At this time, there is way too many questions that are still to be answered.
So is that a no?
That is a we will see.
The mayor's proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year is more than $12 billion, down from more than $13 billion last year.
An iconic diner in Westchester was going to have to close for several years, and that would have really hurt. But as Margaret Carrero tells us, Dinah's found a way to stay alive. They'll be moving to Culver City next month. She spoke with the owner, Mario Ernst.
We were a little bit limited on what we could provide being a family restaurant. And so we've renamed it Dinah's Kitchen. So it gives us the ability to expand and play with the menu and work in some ideas that we've talked about for many years. Fortunately, we've been able to meet a lot of great chefs, a lot of great one-off restaurants across the United States that are just incredible. You know, every restaurant similar to ours has a signature dish, why everybody comes there. And so one of the ideas that we're going to play around with is introducing those types of restaurants and their signature dishes at the kitchen.
Ernst says all credit would be given to those who originated the idea or menu item.
Part of that reasoning is my fear is we're killing the small restaurants. Everything is becoming a chain.
He also says they never sold any beer or alcohol at Dinah's current location, which has been around since 1959.
At the new location, they actually have a 30-tap beer system from the previous owner. So one of the ideas that my son came up with was that we should partner with the local breweries in Los Angeles, where we'll sell and promote their beer, and then we'll do pop-ups at their locations.
He and his family are looking at this as a rebirth.
And that's the LA Local for Friday, the 26th of April. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search the inventory, all 14 dealerships, whatever you're looking for, at lacarguy.com. Stay connected over the weekend, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. Follow us there. Follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, and it will appear on your phone every weekday afternoon. We're back on Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.